you say that you'd like to see a bill on expanding health insurance coverage in the state by the end of the week. Why now? Why do you want to see it now?
Well, Nathan, I'm not calling for a bill that's in final form. I just think it's time to start incorporating the various ideas and proposals and to put them down on paper where they can, membership can start analyzing and debating the ideas. It's just time to get some of the stuff down on paper.
You don't have like a firm idea of what you think you want, but you just want to get something down on paper so that there can be more of a solid discussion about the expansion if it happens.
Correct. From my perspective, I'm focused on the budget and the money going forward, not only FY14 but 15 and beyond. There's a dollar. There's a certain amount of money that I'd like to spend over the coming years, we have to incorporate the policy that fits that fits in with those parameters. There are a lot of members that have rolled their sleeves up and gotten down in the details on how some ideas on how to move forward once they get these ideas on paper, and once John Selig and Andy Allison get their ideas on paper, hopefully all pulling in the same direction and under the dollar thresholds that I've been talking about, that's the process in which I want to try to get started on Friday.
If I'm hearing correctly, it's going to affect the budget, and so you want to see if it happens, it would affect the budget, and so you want to see how that might play out. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean the upshot is that Mr. Selig and Mr. Allison and others know more about the subject matter than frankly I'll ever know. They're the ones that are going to have to put this together. They're the ones that are going to have to operate the current program and any expanded program with a certain amount of money, and that's the way I see this playing out. We're going to try to set some caps on spending, or set a framework of a budgetary framework, and ask them to come in and produce a plan that fits within the framework. They're the experts. They're going to have to put together the plan along with the other members that are down on in the details with it. But that's the way I'm looking at it from 30,000 feet.
One other angle on the timing. Does this have to do with the end of the session approaching, or with the new news from DHS that the private option, so to speak, might not be as expensive as it was originally thought it would be?
Well, I think both, but obviously the end date of the session is certainly a major factor. It's just time to start taking this a little further. Let's get it down in writing. Let's incorporate the new information, and let's move. It's time. We don't have much longer to before April 19th is here, and I'm ready to get to work on it.
Okay, and I guess what did you think of the news that DHS had on Monday? Do you think that's good news for expansion?
Sure, very positive news. There were some statements, I believe, that there are some scenarios perhaps where there could be zero cost increase. So I think that's certainly positive, and it certainly puts us in a better position than where we were before. So I think it's encouraging.
Are you confident with that estimate?
Well, that's not my area of expertise, and I trust their data and their analysis. And until somebody shows up and states and supports otherwise, then I'm, I believe what they're telling me.
Okay, and just finally, do you think that the support is there from members of the House and from what you've heard, members of the Senate?
I think that. That's part, I'm uncertain, but that's part of the process of putting this down on paper to start gauging that and moving forward.
Thank you very much.
All right. You bet.